Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I think this is the main part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got some things I want to say. As you know, I take a couple of segments every week and talk about what's on my mind, some things that I think will help you, that's better if it's just the two of us. And this segment, I want to talk about your business's DNA. You know, folks, in nature, all life comes in two forms. It's either a plant or an animal. And in the marketplace, though, all businesses entities are found in two forms, too, human and non-human. But unlike plants and animals, a human business can morph into a non-human entity. How does that work? Well, let me explain. A human business is a sole proprietorship or a partnership. So let's say that you wake up one morning and you say, I'm starting a business today. And you walk up to a prospect and you say, Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? And you knock on a door, you offer a service or a product, you open up a bank account in the name of your company, whatever you do, whatever step you take, to declare to the world that you're open for business. At that moment, at that instant, you are a human business. You are a sole proprietorship. Now, if after lunch, if you call me up and you say, hey, let's go to lunch, and during lunch you convince me to join you, now we still have a human business. It's called a partnership. Of the non-human species, now those are the human businesses. Of the non-human species, there are basically three. The C-Corp, which is all the major corporations are all C-Corps, and some small businesses are. The subchapter S-Corporation, which most small businesses are, and most non-human small businesses are, and also called the S-Corp. And then there's the limited liability company, which has only been around for about 30 years or so, the LLC. All corporations begin as a C. If you become an S-Corp, you found your company as a C-Corp, and then you take a sub-S election. You choose to be an S. And the reason is there are certain advantages to becoming an S. You elect to morph. And I'll talk about those advantages in a minute. The LLC, is a new kid on the block, only been around about 30 years. It can be very handy legal structure, but it's not for everybody. Neither is the sub-S for everyone. You have choices, but those are non-human business entities. So why should your human business, your partnership or sole proprietorship, morph? Why should you morph? Why should you change the DNA to non-human? Well, there are at least three reasons. Let me talk about them. Number one, tax advantages. There was a time when a sub-S corp could provide more tax advantages for almost all businesses. That was it in this discussion. But today, this is a little less true because of the Tax Cuts Jobs Act of 2017, which made some larger small businesses rethink their tax structure for purposes tax purposes for the possibility of electing to drop the S-Corp designation and revert to a C. That law has made not a lot of folks, a little bit esoteric, but some people have, that law has made some people go back to a C-Corp. And so the tax advantages, the main thing is this move, it's a big decision, and you have to make it with the counsel from your legal and your tax professional counsel. That's tax advantages. The legal liability protection is number two. Sometimes it's called the corporate veil because it provides shareholders of a corporation or members of an LLC with a shield for their personal assets from legal claims against the liability of a business. You want to talk to your attorney about this too. But if your business is incorporated as an S-Corp or a C-Corp or an LLC, and somebody has a wreck in one of your vehicles, your company can be sued, but your personal assets are protected because of that corporate veil. That's a big deal. Big reason to become, to morph into a non-human entity. Number three, business credibility. Many customers, especially large companies, want your business to be, they want the vendors they do business with to have a legal structure. They'll take you more seriously, and you can bid on more jobs if you have a legal structure, because that'll also get you a tax ID number, which they'll need to pay you. So when should you morph? If your business is very small, you might want to spend that incorporating expense, $500 to $1,000. You might want to spend that on something more immediately critical, like a computer or some kind of marketing. But you probably shouldn't delay this step of becoming a non-human entity. Don't delay this step for too long, because one concern is that you might wait until it's too late. Here are three organizational and operating triggers that should help you decide when to morph from a human to non-human entity. Number one, when you hire your first employee, you should have a legal business entity. When you enter into any business contract, including a lease, you should do that as a business entity, a legal business entity. Also, when you establish any credit, including with vendors, those are contracts, you should become an LLC or a S-Corp or a C-Corp when either one of those things happen. Non-human entities do require maintenance to be able to sustain the legal protection and operating benefits. So here are some of those tips. You must tell everyone that your business is a legal entity, corporation, or LLC. You must tell everyone. You must demonstrate the legal ownership designation. Wherever you say the name of your company, it should end in corporation, corp, or LLC. For example, at the end of your business name, always put that at the end, wherever it is. The next one, operate the legal entity's financial business completely separate from personal, including checking accounts. Also, maintain proper updated corporate documents like shareholder and annual meeting minutes. Remember, my friends, the corporate veil, remember that I talked about a minute ago? Think of it as your roof, the roof of your business. Maintaining both the roof of your business and that legal entity, that corporate veil, will protect you from dangerous things that fall from the sky, like hail and attorneys. And finally, let me give you the summary of what I just told you. These are the key elements. Don't forget the triggers. Be proactive about morphing into your DNA of your business into a legal entity. Maintain the non-human entity, and make sure that you check with your state. Every state is a little bit different with regard to incorporating. Finally, folks, your business is not a plant. You can change its DNA. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.